was grazing cows and he came in handy pan. Jamuna was going there. He sat under the tree, banyan tree, and that was called Bandi Bhat. All cowherd boys keeping Krishna in center, making 1, 2, 3
circles,
so many circles. Those who were far away from Krishna, those who were backside of Krishna, those who were inside, here, there, all saw that Krishna is sitting in front of me, joking me and giving me something and taking something. All were making merry. Cows were sitting there and they saw that very beautiful grasses and very green horses, grasses are in front. So keeping Krishna in backside, they began to
graze.
Began to go towards grasses. But when they reached the place, they saw the more green is found. So this way they went on so much far away from Krishna, leaving behind. At last they reached a place where there was no green grass, anything. There was only sands and sands. And in sands there are so many grasses, so
tall.
That is called Munjatavi. Munja. And they were all dried in summer. There is so high that so many elephants can go and they cannot come out. So when cows entered that forest of these big grasses, they went, but they were not finding any way to come out of that forest and they forgot their way. At that time sun was in the head and it was summer day. The cows began to cry, so much heat, they could not bear. They are so much thirsty, began, as if they will die. In this way, they were wanting to come out of that dense grasses, but no way they are found. The cowherd boy, they were very making so much jolly things, taking each other, playing something. One boy told that where are our cows? These are our wealth. Where they are? They could not find. They began to run here and there to search, but they don't wanted any suggestion from Krishna. They also left behind Krishna and they went to search the cows. They followed the cows by their grasses coming from mouths, and they have taken the cows, the grasses, by this, understand?
Tracks.
By the shine.
Footprint.
No footprint.
eating grasses
coming.
From the mouth.
The trail.
They entered and they became also like that. Feeling so much thirst, so much heat, upper side and lower everything, and all the sense were like burning. They began to cry. In the meantime, some demons of Kans saw that all cows and friends are together here, and Krishna and Baldev is not here. So we should give fire in this, and they will all die. And then Krishna and Baldev themselves, they will die without cause. See? So that is why they made fire in that forest. And in a moment, the friend of fire came with chariot. That is, wind came and took the
fire
flames from here to there, and everywhere fire. And it was dry grass. It began to go so high, and in a moment all the cows and friends were surrendered by Bhishan. Bhishan means
dangerous
fire. They saw that there is no way. Now you are dead. So they shut their eyes and called, "Oh Krishna, oh Baldev, you are so powerful. We have no way to be saved in this fire, big fire. We cannot. We are taking your shelter. We know that you are equal to Narayan, so you have so many powers. So save us, please." At once Krishna came. Don't worry. Why you are not telling before all these things? Why you went leaving me? Cows also leaving me. Don't worry. Close your eyes. They close their eyes all. And they saw that when they opened, they saw that all cows are under the shade of
Bandir.
So smooth, so sweet, so cool there. And they were cutting like
chewing.
And somewhat like sleeping. Very easy. And boys saw that they have come to that, on the shade of that tree, Krishna is there, and we were giving something to him, as before they were doing. No trace of anything, no suffering, nothing. Here you should know that cows are like indriyas.
Senses.
Go means
senses.
This, stomach, all. Five karmindriya and five jnanindriya. Five
working senses.
Knowledge acquired. These are like cows. Or all the senses are like cows. What is the grass? What we require, worldly requirements. Each other, house and wife, husband, children, to make them happy, to be happy, to take something for this, to see very beautiful things. All attachments. These are green grass. We are saying that, oh, this grass is not good. This wife is not so good. We should try to be new wife. And the girls are thinking that, oh, this my friend is not okay. oh, this person must be very generous and very kind to me, and we will be very friend. But friend, again, is a very dangerous person. Dangerous girl. So many problems comes. So all these worldly attachments are like grasses. Our indriyas are like cow. Keeping Krishna service, all the cows or indriyas not serving Krishna but serving our requirements, always busy for collecting all these things. They are going forward, not seeing backward towards Krishna. Here, cows are going, and after their master's quite hard boy, our souls is like that, leaving Krishna behind. First senses went, and after that followed the master of the senses, that is souls, also took behind of Krishna, and they began to go forward. Where forward? In the sea of dhvansa.
Destruction.
A very big fire. No end. No way to save. And that is why sometimes we take poison or suicide. So, if we call at that time, surrendering in every way in the lotus feet of Krishna and Baldev, certainly they will come. They will surely come. They must come. They will tell that, close your eyes. Means, why Krishna told to them? Krishna knew that they are my friends. Once upon, I took some earth in my mouth, they complained to my mother, and she mother came and so much chastised. Now if they will see that I am taking fire in my mouth, they will give up their life, and if not give up their life, then they will complain to Yashoda, Maya, and then mother will come and give a good lesson to me, and they will be happy and clapping. So he tells that you should not see, you should do like this. Close your eyes. They thought that Krishna knows some mantra, jadu and tona.
Magics.
So magic is not done, or mantra is not recited in front of anyone. Like this. No?
Secretly.
So he wants something secretly to do. That is why they followed. And when they closed their eyes, and after Krishna told that, see where we are.
Open
your eyes, at once they saw. They are so happy there. Easy there. They are playing with among them. And cows are sitting there and chewing, and very happily there. So, if we will neglect Krishna, who is always with us here, like cowherd boys and cow always with Krishna. So Krishna is always with us here. For a moment he does not leave us. But if we neglect and give up him, taking our surrenderness to him, oh, why? We are monarch of all. We can do everything. There is no God, nothing. And we will rely on our power, then Krishna will give up. he will not help. But if he will be like Arjuna, surrendered solely to his feet, then he will take care of. And then they will be so happy. There are so many good grasses, sweet grasses with Krishna. What these grasses? We can engage our senses to taste Krishna beauty, Krishna remnants, Krishna pastimes, everything there, but all are aprakrita.
Transcendental.
And here everything, it seems that is so beautiful, so tasteful, but all are more than poison. But we don't believe these words of Srimad Bhagavatam. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam this story. So we should try to read Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita. But try to take essence of all these things and try to follow from this moment. Not we will try to do it from tomorrow, after day tomorrow. No. What you want to do tomorrow, you should do
today.
Not today.
Immediately.
No
procrastination.
I will serve my Gurudev from tomorrow. I will adopt all your teachings and I will try to follow from tomorrow. Give me some time. In a week or in a month or in a year, I will be perhaps strong to follow you. And if you are dead, what will be there? So from this moment. But how can I be? Because I have served them for a long time, like Ganja, Afim, Bats associations and everything. If I am not taking, then I become ill, upset, I cannot do anything, headache so much, pain here. No. Krishna will give his strength if you have decided that from this time, at once. It is not very hard any task to complete the temple, but it is very hard to complete this temple here. And we should all try to make this temple very solid and strong. Then lakhs and lakhs temples will be. We'll have to give up this temple and we'll have to go there. Then who will look after? No? We think that, if I am doing this, it will be very facility for me, helping for me. If you are completing, but no facility. If I will this temple, if you are building lakhs and lakhs temples, but you are trying to pure yourself, your mind, to be in control. If mind is not in your control, your senses are not control. No need of, they will not help. We see that in Australia, Bhavananda Prabhu, he met Mayapur like more than heaven. And he has spent more than lakhs dollars. He brought elephants. He brought deers. He did so many things.
Zoo.
Beautiful temple. But where he is to serve that temple? He is serving? Then what is the use of making so many temples? Why not you are trying to make this temple? I can help so much for this. But I'm poor, I cannot give so many dollars to. But you can collect on my name if you want.
But no cheating. No cheating, you know, your name shouldn't be used as a cheating purpose to collect money.
Swamiji did not want it that my name should be cheated. But all are cheating. What to do? What he will do? He will see and sometimes laugh and weep. I wanted to take them in Krishna consciousness, but they went towards sense consciousness. So we should try to do it. Don't indulge so much worldly things. We have come for this. I think that for 1 year, 2 years, not more than 5 years, I'm going to live here. No? I will have to go. Anyhow, you have all together, you have survived me, and you are serving so much that I am here. Otherwise, I have gone to the lotus feet of my Gurudev and Swami, where they are now serving Krishna. So, we should try to be very strong in Krishna consciousness. Not by body, but by the Atma, soul, always serving the mind. If you are doing, then less and less temples are like that. We are seeing, where is the temple and about place of Krishna in Mathura? No? In Dwarka he built so
royal palace.
Royal palaces, not any were found in whole world. But where they are? Where is Ayodhya? Where is that Naudeep? At that time scattered in so many miles and nine islands, lakhs and lakhs, there were tutors. We cannot count the number of students. In Dwarka it has been told that 5 crores or more than that there were wellness Sanskrit teachers. How many Jadvansi children and how Jadvansi and Parijat Pushpa who are there, Heaven's Council, Sudharma Sabha was there, Krishna was there, all were there. But where she is now?
Time takes everything away.
So don't lose your most of very good time in collecting all these things. Try to develop Krishna consciousness. If you will develop, then so many temples will be there. If you will want, it will be in 1 year, it will be complete. But try to also do this. If we cannot shake our, give up our chase, what? Apna kaam?
Lust.
Anger and lust. Then how we can pure? It will be then also everything in that temple. If there are no bona fide devotees, what will? It will be a place of making merry and all these things. No?
So enjoying. So try.
Gaur Prema.
Gaur.
Chaliye.